the engrossing miniseries Ripley is about a New York con man who also happens to be a cultured killer. It's highly appropriate that its storyline has links with the art world, as it is, in the truest sense, a work of art itself. My name is Stephen Archibald, and welcome to my podcast. To you, treasured listener, this is They Came From Within, Cult Movie Reviews, Hostile Takeover, Ripley, 2024. Patricia Highsmith's grifter turned killer Thomas Ripley has appeared on the big screen a number of times over the years, but more on that later, seeing as the time's finally arrived for his appearance on the small screen, and how it has been devised as a black and white 8-part miniseries, and despite its slow burn approach, it is utterly spellbinding. Among other things, the performances are uniformly excellent, and it remains a delight to see Ripley inventively squirm his way out of countless tricky situations. Also, this drama offers up an endless stream of gorgeous visuals. You would be hard pressed to see a better looking television show this year. This series, which is set in the year 1961, kicks off in New York, where we find Ripley surviving by running some scam or other. Then he is sent to meet a wealthy shipbuilder called Herbert Greenleaf, who mistakenly believes that Tom is a friend of his absent son, Richard. The spoilt Dickie Greenleaf had left the States for Italy a few years earlier in the hopes of becoming a writer or an artist. Herbert pays for Ripley to visit him, with the aim of persuading the handsome playboy to return home. The trouble is, Thomas soon becomes obsessed with the young Greenleaf and his glamorous, carefree existence, to the extent that when Ripley fears he's about to be ejected from Greenleaf's wealthy lifestyle, he discovers he is willing to kill to stay part of it. This incarnation of Thomas Ripley is played by the charismatic Irish actor Andrew Scott, an exceptional theatre actor who caused quite a stir playing the criminal mastermind Moriarty in Sherlock and the hot priest in the second series of Fleabag. And apart from with this gem, Andrew has recently wowed the critics with his performance in the movie All of Us Strangers. Patricia Highsmith's debut novel, Strangers on a Train, was made into a cracking film by Alfred Hitchcock in 1951. She wrote a number of fine psychological thrillers, but is best remembered for penning 5 novels which have Tom Ripley as the central character, commencing with The Talented Mr. Ripley, which was first published in 1955. As you may already be aware, this drama is not the only adaptation of it. 2 outstanding movies were made in 1960 and 1999, respectively. First, there was René Clément's Plein Soleil, aka Purple Noon, which starred the striking Alain Delon. And then we were also blessed with Anthony Minghella's version, which starred Matt Damon. Other great actors have portrayed Highsmith's remarkable character. Dennis Hopper got the chance to portray Tom Ripley in Wim Wenders' 1977 film The American Friend, which was based on the novel Ripley's Game. And John Malkovich, who puts in a cameo appearance in this show, starred in the 2002 remake, which was made by the Italian director Liliana Cavani. Barry Pepper is yet another actor to play him in Roger Spottiswoode's Ripley Underground, which came out in 2005. Times as icy as your typical Hitchcock blonde, Dakota Fanning plays the role of Marge Sherwood. Apparently, it was Dakota's performance as the Manson family member Squeaky Fromm in Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which persuaded this show's writer-director, Steven Zaillian, that she would make a worthy adversary for Tom. And the dilettante himself is portrayed by the English actor Johnny Flynn, who brings much depth to his deceptively shallow character. And Elliot Sumner appears as Dickie's friend Freddie Miles, an arrogant individual who takes an immediate dislike to Tom. Elliot Paulina Sumner was actually born in Italy and is the child of none other than the rock legend Sting and his actress wife Trudy Styler. What's fascinating is that you can clearly see both of them in Elliot's facial features. Incidentally, both Johnny Flynn and Elliot Sumner are singer-songwriters. Ripley isn't just a thing of beauty. Two murders take place in it, and both killings are presented in a brutal, shocking manner. The divine works of the artist Caravaggio feature heavily in this drama. Tom draws heavy parallels between himself and the Milanese painter, both being gifted, tormented people, misunderstood by society, and both found themselves driven to commit murder. I know that everyone who works on such a prestigious show as this one deserves a mention, but I have to single out two individuals for high praise. Steven Zaillian for writing and directing each beautifully crafted episode, and Robert Elswit for his sublime chiaroscuro cinematography. What with events almost entirely taking place in Italy, it was only fitting for a number of very fine Italian actors to take part in this dramatization. Margherita Buy plays Signora Buffi, Ripley's meticulous landlady and the owner of a rather curious cat called Lucio. And Maurizio Lombardi portrays Inspector Pietro Ravini, the man tasked with trying to solve the most complex of murder cases. Funnily enough, Margherita Buy's ex-husband, Sergio Rubini, also got to play the inspector in Minghella's movie. Anyone who loves Italian neorealism, American film noir, or the works of Michelangelo Antonioni will adore this series. Let's hope that further adaptations will follow. Originally meant to be shown by Showtime, Ripley was released by Netflix on the 4th of April 2024. I'm Stephen Archibald, and thank you very much for listening to my podcast, They Came From Within, Cult Movie Reviews. On this occasion, I would like to thank the follower, Matende Ivan. Thanks to one and all. Take good care of yourselves, and goodbye for now.